This your boy Duke James from Club Velvet. Thank you, Ralph.
Can you feel it? Nothing can save you, for this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm going
to do. WESN, Epic Strategies at Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the Ralph William Podcast. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Cafecito.
Hey, does anybody want a coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW.
Un cafecito.
Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Es un cafecito.
You know, it's crazy how in the morning you wake up and you're like, yo, Mother Nature, what is up your butt? I thought we were going to be in springtime. I thought we were there already. No. She wants to just drop an eight ball on us, you know, last night. But anyway, it's not that bad. Hopefully it goes away and we get to enjoy, I hope, the rest of the year with some nice weather. I mean, it's still chilly, but nonetheless, we here with our cup of warm brew. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is yours truly, Ralph William. You can follow me on X at Ralph William. You can follow my internet radio station on X as well, WESN Radio. Download our mobile app. That way you can tune in at any time. You can say, your Alexa, start WESN Live, and you can tune in at any time. Also, join our Patreon if you go to patreon.com/WESN Radio. We greatly appreciate you. Help support the station to help keep us going. Now, the one thing that helps keep me going in a time like this, I got a little one this morning. Wait, that's not. Pause. Wait. Well, wrong.
Whoa.
So, hold on. Let me get through my intro first. And, but yet, whether it's little or not, it's still keeping me going. So, if you have your coffee mugs, your travel mugs, your sippy cups, your doggy bowls, if you got a beer hat, you want to drink it like that, then go ahead and do so and join me in this sip of cafecito. Good morning, Mr. James, or good afternoon for you, live from Liverpool.
Good morning to you, Ralphie. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, my friend. How are you?
That's good. Sound like it. I'm doing all right. What's the weather like out there today?
I thought it was nice. I thought it was going to be nice. And then we got hit with some snow last night.
Oh, yo, really? Shit.
No, come on, buddy.
That's amazing.
That is. And you sound amazing right now. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, because my mouth is in the mouth hole.
Yes.
Yes.
That's where it's supposed to be. It's got to be in some mouth hole.
Somewhere. Yeah. Doing something.
Speaking of mouth hole, what's going on, Asher, Man Cave Sound? How are you, sir?
Sorry about that one, rude boy. I just locked onto the show and I can just hear the man say that he's got his mouth stuck in a mouth hole.
Yeah.
That's what did I fucking walk into? What are you saying?
Into the holes of mouths.
The mouths of holes. Is that a UK? Never mind.
No, there's a. I tell you what, there's a golf place called Glory Holes, though.
Oh.
Wow. It is.
Wow, really?
Glory Hole.
Does it mean what think it means?
Nah, don't get too excited. I got let down by that. I thought, hey, and it was just a golf place. All they did is just play indoor golf. Some bullshit.
That is not a good marketing, or is it a good marketing skill? I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. But
I'll tell you what, though, I'll go there and I'll take some pictures of the place. It's a nice vibe still.
Yeah.
How many holes they got? 9 or 8?
8.
Oh, that's nice.
Does that one make a difference?
Well, you never know. You never know. I tell you what, Ralph, I'll take some pictures of the place. They do good cocktails and shit like that there. And I'll be like, tell me what you think, Ralphie.
Yeah.
Hey, is that Muck?
You know it is.
Muck, hey, Muck. What's going on, Muck?
How you doing, brother? I hope you're well.
Muck is doing well. I got to introduce this one character here. And like you said in the chat, everyone have your earplugs ready. Here's a man who needs no introduction, but gets one anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I want to welcome you to the Ralph Williams Podcast with this big, humongous...
Stop.
Good morning, Steels.
Stop!
Bitch!
Jesus, man.
Oh, what the blood clot. You know, see, I got headphones in for the first time in a one time.
Listen, I warned everybody. I warned everybody. It's not my fault. You didn't. I warned everybody. I said, make sure you have your earplugs in because I'm home alone today.
That means you've been watching porn with the sound on.
I don't need porn right now. My morning porn is Ralph.
Oh yeah!
Wow.
I like it. I like it. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
My morning porn is the WESN network. Or WESN.
There you go.
There you go. Just saying things and stuff about fucking.
That's it. Ooh, wee.
You got to do stuff and things now, man cave. You know what I mean? Because if you're not doing stuff and things, you're not doing it right.
That's it.
What is that?
I don't know. Someone's going to church? What is that? Church
that's
music?
The Ralph.
No, that's some. I'm gonna turn this down just a tad bit.
But you know what, Ralph? I love the way how you
all the way.
That's not Ralph.
You need to turn that down all the way, sir. Thank you.
I love how you muted me there, Ralph, because you know for the second it'll be like this guy's gonna start cussing the second how loud is the instant I like it.
Yes, sir. I know.
I feel like you know me like a brethren, like this motherfucker's gonna kick.
He said he knows your body like a virgin first time.
Yeah, exactly.
Gay.
He knows your body like Duke James butt knows a pool cue.
Somebody's hole. He said something about a hole earlier. I don't know what hole he was talking
about. Sup, fair use?
Yeah, fair. Look.
Don't play fair.
Oh, Ralph, you never answered the question yesterday because we got cut off right as I asked the question.
Oh, right. What
so I'm going to have to ask the question again. Wow. Would you rather have a cucumber in your mouth or a pool stick up your butt? I thought
I answered that.
We literally cut off as I asked the question.
Exactly.
Well, I said a cucumber because, you know, I like sort of vegetables. Okay. If it is a cucumber,
I'm
talking about.
Okay. Everyone heard that. Ralph rather have a cucumber in his mouth.
Yes. Noted.
A pool stick in his ass.
Then a pool stick up his ass.
Hey.
There you go, Mama Bear. For your next visit, you better have a plethora of cucumbers.
He wants all those cucumbers. He wants all those cucumbers.
Somebody all get sizes. This man a cucumber.
Yeah, she did put a pickle in my mouth, though.
Fair use, that cucumber's too small for
you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I did. I forgot about that.
Chase would be like, you going to choke on this cucumber, boy.
You're going to choke on this cucumber and you're going to like it.
You're going to like it. Cabana boy. Oh, my God.
Forget Baby about Ralph. The pickle, though.
Brina, he doesn't like the gherkins. He wants What's a bigger gherkin? One.
He wants the Velasic.
Type of pickle.
The good. The good.
Oh, no. His pickle was big. It was a big pickle.
Don't be talking about big pickles in the morning. We can't. Big pickles for real. Ralph, you better take that big pickle back home.
Don't be taking what they called you in high school, bro.
No, they said I was jerking in high school because I would hide in a locker and look out at some of them fat bullies and be jerking.
Mupp, they had schools back then?
Those one schoolhouses.
Yo, let me ask y'all this.
Hold on, I heard you went to an old boys school.
No. That's worse than a pool stick up your ass. All boys school, that's worse than a pool stick. Because then you might get a cue ball in your ass. I don't want stuff. I don't even want this cucumber in my mouth.
And Brina, it was a dill pickle.
Mama Bear,
do you make your own pickles?
Don't be sticking cucumbers and dill pickles in people's mouths. That's a hard job.
I'm sorry.
Isn't that called?
You must
when you stick a cucumber and a pickle in someone's mouth, is that called double penetration?
You know what? You need church. You need two churches.
Hold on, Stills. Would it be a double pickletration?
Oh, double pickletration. Nice.
Wow. You might get a cue ball in your ass. I don't want stuff. You be hijacking. You be hijacking, bro.
So, Mark.
What's up?
Have you got any new lotion recently?
New what?
Any what?
Any new lotion.
Uh-oh. Yeah, well, you know, I got to moisturize my thighs. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Because who want to walk outside the house with ashy thighs? You know, moisturize your thighs.
That's it. There you go.
That's what you need.
Duke said that's what you need. Duke, don't be saying that like you Denzel in your Denzel's voice. He said that's what you need. You need some moisturizing on. Because who want to walk outside the house with ashy thighs?
No, my God. Sorry. I'm just messing with buttons now.
Ralph, you are the worst.
I'm getting there. Oh man,
I'm getting there. Yeah. The morning just started.
You know what Ralph told us? Ralph called us motherfuckers the other day. He said, "Understand this, motherfuckers."
What? I did not say that.
Ralph, you said that.
Said what?
Same thing. Benny Mama Bear.
What?
Didn't Ralph say, "Understand this, motherfuckers"?
No.
No, he didn't say that. Chat, understand this.
Yeah, listen, but I think the Alzheimer's is starting to kick in. You've been listening to them voices in your head again and making sure.
No, because he didn't finish the sentence. He left us with a cliffhanger. they call those cliffhangers, when they say, understand this, and then it go to a commercial. But the last word was supposed to be motherfuckers.
Mm.
So you're assuming that he said motherfuckers.
Yeah, because it was the tone that he wrote it in.
But what about if he just said motor floater?
Hey, hey. Then that means he would have been asleep when he said it. He was woke.
He was woke.
He was woke. Man, that's how to get you, man. Them woke people, that's how to get you.
That's how to get you every time.
Real quick, so everyone knows, look in the Discord. That's part of the Discord. And you can see my my snack for today.
No, thank you.
Speaking of pickles, that's all I got
to
say.
Still, I thought you was asking us to go to Discord so we can see your way. Don't be saying stuff like that when they say
I am 100% inviting you to go on the Ruff William podcast Discord so you can see my pickle. Yes.
See? See? Y'all are terrible, man. Ralph, don't let them use you like that.
That's crazy. And you know what it's called? Oh, snap. That's what it's called.
Wow. Motherfuckers.
Oh, snap is what that thing is called. That's crazy. Is it good?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
Mm. See, you haven't tried your own pickle. Let me find out that people only, try their own pickles.
Only my wife has tried my pickle.
No.
See, understand this, and then it go to a commercial. But then
I'm trying to get that part. See, really understand this, and then it goes
to commercial.
Shut up, Ralph. That's not you. That's me. Come on.
Wait, what?
What? Oh. Huh?
Wait, what?
And this motherfuckers.
Oh, good job, man.
That goes back.
Good job.
That goes back.
Uh-oh.
It goes back. Shit. It goes back with you. Yeah.
See, listen, this guy has got his own imaginary friend. Do you remember, hey, Steels, you remember this. Do you remember R-Truth when they had Little Jimmy?
Yes.
He is literally Little Jimmy.
Yeah. Mop definitely has a Little Jimmy.
Oh,
wait.
Whoa. Hell do you know?
Pause.
This, and then go to a commercial.
Ralph.
But then,
I gotta say, I am I'm a little offended by your intro in the morning because you don't say anything about people with Stanley Cups. Okay, I am a little offended.
Just because
I have my Stanley Cup, I should be included, okay?
You say
cups, Stanley you cups, say Yetis, Martin. You say everything, but you never say Stanley Cups. I'm a little offended.
Listen, Stanley Cups wasn't even a thing until they made that.
Stanley Cups have been around for a long time. Listen, longer than Yetis.
Stanley Cups
it's
been,
not all about you, Steels.
What about please.
Oh, that's a good one.
Are we gonna get into what we were talking about on Discord with your Patreon ass? Okay.
Oh no.
Oh well, oh shit. Is that about the shaving his back and stuff for the Patreon?
You know, Mama Bear's over here crying because she can't be a Patreon. You know, and I told her, I said, you're getting dick. Like, what do you expect? Like, relax.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Who's talking like that early in the morning?
Steals. I
mean, on the radio show, yeah.
You just can't go around saying stuff like that, man.
Yeah, because you put dick in people. What's going on?
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. It's good for
that's Mama Bear. That's Mama Bear right there.
Yeah, wow.
That's Mama Bear. She got all that pickles. Pickle, all of Ralph's pickles on her face.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That must be Wiener World.
Good morning, Sue. How are you?
Basically, morning, Ralph's giving her that hydration.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He hydrates her face a lot.
Oh,
you guys are terrible, man. The church doors is about to close.
Jesus, church doors about to close.
Y'all can't even get in. Hey, what's up, Sue? How you do?
Woo-wee! Look at that pickle.
Oh man, look at that mess.
Oh, that's fair use.
Yes, sir.
Are you
fair use? You know, got a massive pickle. Look at that.
Ain't nobody got that much girth now. That's girth nation.
obviously, fair use has that big pickle.
Man, if fair use had a big pickle like that, he wouldn't have nobody in his life. Girthnicity.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Yeah, we're starting off a hump day right today.
Exactly.
Blunt Ninja says, at fair use, hey, big daddy.
Wow. Let me find. Fair use, don't be doing things and stuff.
Doing stuff and things.
Listen, that would split you into a 2.0, that would. Give me that pickle and the wood. Shit.
Somebody will do it to a chicken to death. I just want to do it to a chicken to death.
Please tell me you caught that, Ralph.
Yes, I'm going to go to a commercial.
Give me that pickle and the wood.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
No, I'm, still not
that. I'm still trying to perfect the catching
nah,
people.
Fucking...
But... Listen, give me time. I just got this toy. I'm trying to work with it.
Ooh, that's what she said.
Oh wait.
Ways and means. I like that. That's a new little take on it. All right. He's doing stuff and things with ways and means. All right.
Oh, man.
So Muck, man, how are you? How have you been today on a Wednesday, man? It's been a long time since we heard from you, bro. How you been?
I've been all right.
An imaginary friend right now? Like, who were you doing that before?
Yeah, because no, I got an imaginary podcast that I'll be on. It'd be some of y'all be on there.
I bet.
You know.
So, Muck, how's the old people's home treating you?
Well, you know, every once in a while we play that game of checkers with one piece. You know, we just do stuff and things as old people.
One piece.
I bet you get excited for the jelly and pudding, don't you?
Yeah, how you know, like the tapioca.
I was just about to say, you know, he likes that tapioca.
See, let me find out. Still, you see,
I was muted. If I wasn't muted, that would have came out so fast. Damn it!
Still, she was crazy.
Tapioca pudding, yum yum.
You know, Ralph, don't say stuff like you trying to turn Mama Bear on talking about tapioca pudding. You know what? Don't be trying to be saying stuff seductively and stuff.
Yep.
You don't want to wetter than an artist's pocket out here. Come on.
You should have been here yesterday morning.
Wow. Mama Bear, you heard Ralph, he said tapioca pudding. You know, like that was supposed to just make you get on a plane and just go to his house.
She can't because she doesn't have a passport.
She don't.
Still
just say stuff.
I mean, I ain't saying stuff. I'm saying thanks.
See?
Yeah.
I can't believe she's still not got a passport, man.
Hey, man.
I got updated. I got one. She's got to update it.
You did. Listen, if it's not valid, you don't have one. I don't care what anybody says.
No, still.
I work at the airport, okay? I work at the airport. If it's not valid, it's no good.
Listen,
Ralph,
this
don't
is talking
talk from to your woman like that.
Customer service.
I mean, he's not wrong, though.
Why?
I mean, it's not valid. That's
why do you think Ralph is going to Canada and Mama Bear's not coming to the USA?
Because he liked that syrup and he liked pouring syrup on Mama Bear. Listen,
he could pour syrup over here, okay? It's just, you know, if she was over here, he can show her the hot spots over here. You
but
know?
Where is he I'm going sure. to get Canadian syrup over here?
She'll
he got to go to Canada
she,
to get
she brings a lot of Canadian syrup all over him. Let's go to
order that sticky.
You know, customs are get her bringing that Canadian syrup that is hot. Right now,
they'll never find my syrup, Muck.
Ooh, Mama Bear, where you be putting that at? You know what?
Oh,
that's moose porn right there.
That's what Duke James be looking at right there, boy.
That's that Duke James shit.
That's
right
that Moose Boy. Yeah. Wow. That's a sticky situation.
Well, good thing they don't have any mooses over here, bro.
But
Duke James, they got slags over there.
Slags. Oh no.
Oh, hey.
I don't know what that means.
Hey.
Why that look like a reindeer?
Oh, what's up, LP? Sup?
Yeah, no, we got foxes as slags.
Don't worry, LP. You're fox? Not a slag, LP. You're definitely a fox. You're a fox. Don't worry.
You're definitely a fox.
You're yes. a fox. Don't worry.
Sue says that's an English word. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, a slag. If you call a woman a slag, that's a... That's a
very bad.
Let's just put it this way, Ralph. Right. Ralph, they'd rather be called cunts than slags.
Always.
Yeah, no damn... That's backwards here.
Is that Constantatious?
Sure. Look, don't you say that them bad words like that.
I'm Constantatious.
With your Muck, old self. Stop it.
Muck is using some crazy words now.
Oh, that's
no. No, y'all never jumped in a cunt before because one day I was running from the police.
What?
And I jumped in a cunt. And I hid. And when I came out, I wasn't smelling the best. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't fresh.
Do you smell like some... Too.
Clear up an aisle two. We got some Vagisil.
See, you know what?
We've got cunt juice on the floor. Everybody,
we got cunt juice on the floor, everybody. We got a black man who fell on the floor from cunt juice. All right.
Yeah, but I saw it was another man in there. It was another man in there because I saw his Jordan.
Who? Jordan?
Yeah, he had on a pair of Jordans. He was hiding in there too. His name was Craig. I said, get out of there, Craig, because the cops had caught me.
Oh, my God.
Craig.
Says cunts are
yeah, so I snitched on him. I said, get out of there, Craig.
Snitches get snitches, Muck.
No, but I told him, I said, Craig in there too, because they pulled me out, because they saw my ankles hanging out the cunt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Muck, Sue wants to know, did you have your medicine today?
Yeah, well, you know, I ain't take my liver pills yet, you know what I'm saying, from Liverpool.
Liver pills?
But,
old man
liver
pills.
Liver pills from Liverpool?
From Liverpool.
Yeah, liver pills from Liverpool? Is that what you're getting?
Yeah, liver pills from Liverpool.
Wow.
Now, the liver pills from Liverpool, do they give you liver spots?
Oh. No. They help me live life lusciously. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. I live a luscious life based on my liver pills from Liverpool.
You need to keep taking those because you ain't got long left, old man.
Why you killing me, man?
Someone call the coroner. Someone call the coroner.
See, y'all. Ralph pushing the damn button.
Yeah. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Shit. You know, but you know what? If I do fall, I probably can't get up. It's funny you should say that.
Listen, just don't get stuck on
I'm
the toilet.
That
there,
moose
bro.
Right there. Is that a
pancake? Oh my God. I can imagine Mupk on a toilet falling off. Oh my God. I will be fucking dying laughing. I'm on the toilet. I fell off.
You know
oh my God! I peed on myself.
But still,
I promise
you,
y'all, if something happened to me, still you cry,
and you still not come to save me. Shit!
I've peed on myself twice already, and you're still not here.
How you know I got on the pants? Don't be saying stuff.
I got Deborah. Shit dripping on my ankles.
Deborah,
Deborah to bed two, Muck has fell again. Deborah, bed two, Muck has fell again.
See?
The extra wipes.
Do you know what, the worst thing is, though? That is my job, going picking up old people. So could you imagine if we had fucking Muck on the fucking on my call.
Oh my god!
He laughing throughout the whole thing, probably.
No, like if old people are falling over, I go and pick them up.
Is that what you did, or is that what you're currently doing?
That's what I did, and I've gone back to it.
I know what you did that before. Oh,
no, he came back to it. Oh,
so is that all you do? Like you just pick them up if they fall?
That's it. Pick them up. That's all you gotta do. Make sure they're all right, and I get the fuck out.
So you don't do anything else?
No,
kind of only if they're gilfs. Only if they're gilfs.
Only if they've not got more recognition. What's going on?
He goes. Do you understand? I helped you. Yes. Do you still have your teeth out? Okay. Right. Time for payment.
Y'all terrible.
Still,
if there's
no teeth,
out of that old lady's mouth. Minding her that she don't have teeth. Man,
Sue, they tip him all right.
That's it. The whole thing, not just the tip. Thing.
Oh my god!
But Asha, for real, do you get tips for that or no?
No.
Are you allowed to take tips? You're not allowed to take tips?
Even tips, bro.
No, we get biscuits if they want to give us biscuits and shit.
Biscuits?
Like. Biscuits? Yeah.
Soggy ones?
No, not soggy ones, you fucking disgusting guy.
Nice.
Mr. A is terrible. There's nothing wrong with gummy bears.
Oh, oui. Sue said, I'll top you, Asha.
Yeah, she'll
too. I know she would.
Yeah.
Topple on me and then get stuck like the fucking broken robot.
Oh no!
She'll fall and can't get up from that one. Yeah, hoo wee!
I'm sorry.
She must be trying to get smashed.
Yeah, why not? So let me ask.
That one was good.
Finally.
Yeah, I'm getting to use these buttons. I'm starting to use these buttons. But but for real though. Is that your whole job description? You just go and pick people that fall? That's crazy.
In the basics away. So basically what will go on, like fucking, it's like a life, you guys call it a life alert.
Right.
Yeah.
What it is, bait. So you press the button and then I talk to you through a what's his name? Through a machine. And I say, it's me, you all right? And then they'd be like, I'm falling. So say no more. I'm on my way. You're not hurt anything? No. Right. Knock, knock, knock. Come through the door with my equipment. Pit, bush, bush. And off you go.
So I got a question for you. How do you get into the house?
So on their system, they've got like if they've got a key safe or something like that.
Oh, okay.
We've got the codes and everything and we can just go in.
Wow.
Lock the doors and
all go right. In. And then... like how many calls you usually get during the day, like an average?
Yeah, are you responsible for like a whole area or just like a building or
night.
What?
So it's through the whole city, really. So it's for that night.
Oh wow!
So you gotta, if you're in far, you gotta drive to where this person is.
No, not
they're
too
probably
far.
Probably gonna croak.
Nah, they'd be all right, bro, because they still got the other end of the line. Do you know what I mean? It's not just, I don't just leave the office and go. Do you know what I'm saying? There's someone there to make sure we're all right and that.
What's up, Isabella Petiti?
So what we do now?
Good job.
So we'd phone your relatives. So say if you, like it was your son or daughter or whatever. Or the next port of contact. Say, do you want us to send a responder to come over because this person's falling? And they'd either say,
okay.
And then they're like, we need someone to come over. And here I am like Batman.
You sound like
Batman.
Hey, so I got another question.
Agent for old people.
What was that, Muck?
He sounds like he a CIA agent for old people.
Right?
So Man Cave, have you ever like had to pick up somebody from like a shower or are they usually just on the floor?
Oh, mate, I pick people up in some situations. I'll tell you that one.
Yeah, because I'm saying, because I know a lot of old people fall in the showers and stuff. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, like, so
the way you said situations, bro, I don't know if I want to know, but go ahead, continue.
Nah, I ain't gonna. Obviously, I'm not gonna go too deep in it. But what I do, if they're in the shower, I chuck a towel over them first.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of decency, do you know what I mean? But it's so awkward, man, because you've got to get them to scoot over, so you've got room to put the equipment underneath them, and then get them up. Do you know what I mean? It's harder than you think it would be, because you can't just go up to them and just pick them up, because you've got more chance of giving them more damage and shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't know how frail that person is, or if they've got internal damage, and then you're like, fuck.
So now, Matt Cave, when you pick them up and stuff, like if they're really hurt, you have to call like an ambulance and stuff like that.
If they're hurt, I leave them. I don't touch them at all, because I could potentially give them more injury. Obviously, I stay with them and make sure they're comfortable in that. But
okay,
I would never just.
And then, but then you call an ambulance.
Yeah, I'll call an ambulance.
Yeah,
but wait, are you the only one doing this, or do you go with some other people? Like, how can you pick somebody up by yourself? What kind of equipment do you use?
This equipment, what I use, it's called a razor. So what it is basically is this bit where you stick it under the bum, and then you've got the legs, you attach the legs bit, and you attach the legs at the back, and then it folds itself up, so it puts you up into a chair. It's fucking amazing how it does it.
I know I know they have lifts here, like to get people moving off of beds and putting them like on a chair and stuff. Or wherever you need to put them. But I don't know if they have, like a portable version of that? Like you got to haul a big ass machine? Okay.
So just like this little machine you put in your hand and one on your shoulder with the legs in it, and you just put them in. But you can do it by also there's like a cushion as well, what you can do. But that's like on a fucking, you stick the cushion up and it lifts you up, but you're wobbling around everywhere like mad.
Oh, wow. Sure.
Like a camel's elk, you know, like a camelback.
Yeah,
it's like you like when a camel stands up and you do that rock forward. That's what it's like.
Right.
So I have one more question. Another question. So,
I have another question.
I mean, no, I'm saying is it usually like a heavy set person, or is it usually like a smaller person?
It can be a thin person, a fat person.
No, but I'm saying, when you pick them up, like with that machine, like does it have to be a specific thing? Like that's what I'm saying. Like if it's a heavier person, is still going to work?
So yeah, it would still work, but it would struggle. So the best thing what I'd do is use the elk, which is like it's basically like a massive pillow, and then you just pump it up, and it gets them up. That's the best way. That's the best way to describe it.
Interesting.
Actually, Joe Ayala Telemundo, I have a question.
Joe Ayala Telemundo.
welcome,
that was good.
Telemundo. What do you have?
That
to
was
ask?
Good. That was good.
Good morning, everybody. What's up, y'all?
What's going on,
ladies and gentlemen? It's Area 81 from the Area 81 podcast.
Thank you, Sam.
It's not like taking over someone's show.
Oh no.
Yes, also from the BBC, the best burrito club.
Yes, make that distinction.
I realized who that was when I was looking at it at my TikTok the other day. I was thinking, who's one of me called the best burritos? I'm thinking, what the fuck? And I was like, I know who that is.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So what was your question?
I forgot it.
You forgot it. Just like the BBC.
Damn Telemundo.
Yeah, damn Telemundo is always forgetting stuff and things.
Things and stuff.
That's what happens when you get a big intro. Big burrito,
do you have an old biracial lady holding up some Yuletide panties? Like, am I supposed to kiss her?
Where? Oh, I was like, what is that?
Fair use finding old black women that's ready to give up some stuff. How is
it? What is that supposed to be a maple leaf?
I don't know. That's
I don't know.
No, that's the what are they called?
The holly.
That's the mistletoe.
Yeah. Mistletoe.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. Nice.
Mark, are you ready to fuck or something, brother? Like, is she your age, that?
No, I give her.
She's actually younger. She's actually younger.
Do you know what it looks like? I will break her hip.
I will put something in her mouth.
I'll make her press that alarm. I'll make her press that alarm.
She gonna hit that life alert.
Yeah, yeah.
She gonna press that button.
Oh my God!
He smashed me and I can't get up.
He smashed me.
And not to let old lady Hulk smash. You know what I'm saying? Because Hulk got it.
Muck's gonna be like, I'm gonna make you treat. I'm gonna make you treat me like a Werther's original. So
oh. Oh my God! Oh no! Oh my God! Yeah, that was a good one. Speaking of a good one, Aria, did you finally get your coffee today and your earbuds? Is everything good with the world?
We got the earbuds. Right now. I made a coffee before I left the house today. And,
all right.
Yeah, everything seems okay. Everything seems okay.
So you're not getting any free stuff today?
No. Ooh, free echo. Stuff. We're having a potluck at work, which I still don't know what I'm bringing today.
Oh. Should wait, you're gonna stop somewhere?
Still,
you're gonna
Area. You know what you should do, which is always a winner. If you're not sure, just go to the shop and then go and buy like two big tubes of Pringles. Bro, no one can't moan at Pringles.
What the F, man?
What?
Pringles?
Pringles, blood. Nobody's gonna moan at Pringles.
I don't know.
I always bring the coffee. It's just easy.
You can bring.
I go get the big jug from Dunkin', that, you know, the big jug of coffee or whatever. Just bring that. There you go.
Or you could just make a private butt naked macaroni. That just means you cooked it with no clothes on, and you can take it to the
Ari only works with one white person.
Oh,
damn.
This Hard R moment has been brought to you by the WE.
Thank you, Mama Bear.
You said she whispered that, Ralph. She getting like you.
Yeah, I know. That's good and creepy.
I do have some of the best macaroni I've ever had.
She gonna be the new you, Ralph.
Yeah, she coming for you. Wait, what'd you say, Aria? Hold on. Aria, what'd you say?
Some of the best macaroni I've ever had in my life was made by black folks.
Oh. Ooh. Wait, what?
Excuse us.
No.
I couldn't even hear that.
White people incepted macaroni, but black folks perfected it.
Yeah. No, but butt naked macaroni. Yeah, so that's plain white macaroni. That's why I say he only works with one white person.
This Hard R moment has been brought to you by the WESN.
Yeah. He would have said flavored macaroni or something like that. It'd be different, you know? Right. He said,
once you get a certain age, you can't put flavor and stuff because it causes diabetes and shit.
So Muck.
It was made.
So Muck, you're saying.
Get indigestion from
anything. So Muck, what you're saying is you're turning to an old white man?
No, I only eat peanut butter and jelly.
Basically, it's hidden into the car.
Yeah, the white man.
What the fuck, bro?
The white man.
That's because most light-skinned individuals use white cheese instead of yellow cheese.
Jesus.
But what about red?
That's
just the same thing as yellow cheese.
What's that? Red Vesta? What is that?
Red Leicester. Black people cheese,
bro. Red Leicester?
It ain't government cheese, bro. It ain't government cheese. That's some good shit right there.
That's good shit. I thought
it ain't like that.
Munster cheese was a good cheese. I've heard Munster cheese is a good cheese.
I got a pack of Red Leicester cheese right now. It's smooth and creamy with a slight nutty undertone.
What's up, Viking descent? Like
Nutty. Y'all funny. Y'all funny.
I had a bunch of Munster cheese yesterday, Ralph. Oh my god, man. I was eating the shit out of that.
Yeah, I never tried it, but I heard it was good.
Yeah,
oh,
cheese.
Good one.
Yeah, high five for me.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank
you. I'm gonna give her a cookie.
No,
a pickle.
Munster cheese is good, says Fair Use. Yeah.
Especially like you put Munster cheese in like your grilled cheese. Oh my god!
What about good? Like, I'm not a. I don't know much of cheese. I don't know. I'm not a cheese guy. I usually just get the yellow. But what about? I heard Gouda. Gouda is good. Yeah,
American. I like Gouda.
Only American, damn it.
Gouda.
Yeah, then, Gouda cheese.
If you eating cheese, bro, you're not a vegan eating cheese.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't really know anything about cheese. Because I don't eat cheese.
There's really a cheese called Monster cheese?
Yeah. Monster. Yeah,
Monster. Monster.
Never heard of it.
I never liked cheese. For what?
When you dig in your girl cooler and eat the cheese.
Wrong.
Yeah, good one.
Mub, that's for Munda cheese. It's a different cheese.
Ralph's going to help me after a while.
That's Gouda cheese.
Right there is not real.
Clotted cheese.
Ah. I'm glad I don't eat that shit. When I used to have it, it was only like yellow nacho cheese or whatever, like in a sandwich or eggs or whatever. But I couldn't just eat blocks of cheese like by itself.
Are you talking about like orange cheese? Why do you keep calling it
American slices? Kraft American is what Ralph.
I know, but why do you call it yellow cheese?
Because that's what it's called, yellow cheese.
It's white people cheese.
Is it yellow?
Yeah, it looks like people yellow. With yellow teeth. That cheese.
So it's not like not cheddar. It's not cheddar, Chinese baby.
No, cheddar is cheese.
Which is orange. Yeah. What the fuck is yellow cheese?
It looks like yellow cheese.
Yeah, the white man.
Shut up, bro. I don't know what fucking yellow cheese is.
But it's something like
cheese. It's cheese. Yeah, cheese.
It's cheese, yeah.
It's
if women thinking they could make a sandwich for a man, he'd be all right.
Even Logan knows what regular cheese is.
Regular cheese. That's like regular weed.
Regular weed.
Yo. Don't nobody smoke regular weed no more.
Regular weed.
If you smoke regular weed now, you'd be done, mate.
I know. I've been smoking like Kush and cookies and cream and stuff. And sometimes when you old,
what
you need like a variety of weeds. I've become a connoisseur of weed.
You become
river of ejaculate.
But Kush is old enough. Kush is old enough that it is probably regular weed by now.
That white widow is the shit. Like no one smokes white widow no more.
Yeah.
That purple haze. Did you smoke that purple haze? It's just regular weed. Listen,
back in the day, it's regular weed. Now it's Reggie.
Wow. Bloody hell.
It's okay, Mup. It's okay. We get it. You're old. We get it.
It's like still smoking average. We used to have the TV and it has the remote. I don't have the remote.
What are you talking about, man cave? He's still over here moving the wires on the top of the TV to make sure it's.
You know what's the most annoying thing is his ass is that old. He has to get up and smack the TV. It takes him 10 minutes to change the channel.
Yeah. He's still got the TV that click.
Oh, you ain't got to touch the TV no more. You just fart loud. And when you fart loud, the TV adjusts itself.
Now, I reckon Muck still uses dial-up.
Dial-up? That's America Online. Stop playing.
You see what I mean?
he's still got a rotary phone.
Wow, that sounds like a duck.
Yo, Muck, have you stopped paging people now? Or do you still page people?
Yeah, I got a pager.
Oh,
I got a pager.
Everybody all together. All together. Come on.
Hey, Tulia!
Tulia!
Hey, Tulia!
Shut, Mr. Ray.
Hey. Push another button, Ralph.
Hardy.
Yeah, that's fine.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It sounds low to me. That's why I don't know how it's coming out to you guys.
No, sorry, no,
it's coming out.
I was thinking, you know, yesterday when I said to Milt about with that